Preservation.
Bank of Cardiff, this is Gabe. Hello?
Hello. Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, did you
can
have
you
a...
Hear me?
Yeah, I can now. You sound a lot louder. Do you have a 16-digit reservation code there?
Yes.
Alrighty, I'm ready when you are.
2211-3001-0001-5177.
I'm sorry, that was 5177?
Yes, sir.
5177. Okay, give me just a moment here. Alrighty, is this Amanda Chavez?
Yes.
Okay, Amanda. Give me a second here. I'm pulling up your file. Alright, is this the company phone you're calling off of? Is this your cell phone?
My cell phone.
Okay. Okay, so you get disconnected. And I don't have a business name on file for you, Amanda. What company are you with there?
El Camino Dining.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear that last part. El Camino what?
Dining.
Dining. Sorry about that. I'm just going to confirm some information real quick. We'll go ahead and answer any questions you have, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right, Amanda. I have the billing address down as 9917 Guadalupe Trail, Northwest Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87114.
That's my home.
That's the home address. Okay. Is that your billing address for the business?
No, 6800 4th Street, Northwest.
I'm sorry, you're going to have to speak up a little bit. I'm having a little trouble hearing you there. You said 6800
4th Street, Northwest. Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87107. Can you hear me better?
Yeah, could you spell that street name for me, please?
4th Street?
Oh, 4th. Got you. 4th Street, Northwest. Couldn't quite hear you there.
Can I call you from another phone?
No, you sound a little louder now that you're speaking up. So, what are you looking to do there for the business? Are you looking at some equipment, kitchen equipment? Are you looking at capital? What are you looking to bring on there?
Several things. Business, fix the roof, buy some equipment.
Okay, and let me just confirm real quick here. Are you guys an LLC? Are you guys incorporated?
LLC.
LLC. And how long have you been in business, Amanda?
13 years.
13 years, okay. And so you said you're going to fix the roof. What kind of equipment were you looking at bringing on?
Freezer, convection oven.
Okay, freezer and
we're
convection.
Restaurant.
Okay. What's as far as the freezer and the convention oven go there? What's the price tag on those items there?
I'm looking to borrow $35,000.
Okay. And so you're looking. Is that all you're looking to do? You're looking for some capital to fix the roof and the freezer and the oven there. Is that?
I have an existing loan.
Okay.
It's about $13,000 to $15,000.
So existing loan around $13,000 to $15,000, and who is that with?
Rapid Capital.
Rapid Capital, okay. And what did the business do last year? Gross annual sales.
Between $350,000 and $380,000.
Okay. All right. And as far as the ownership breakdown goes, are you 100% owner there? Do you have any partners?
I'm 100%.
Okay. What kind of food?
New Mexican, Southwestern American diner.
Cool. That's what I was. Sounds good. It's lunchtime's coming up here. That's kind of what I was thinking when I saw the name. Okay. And what's the time frame like on this? How soon are you looking to bring that on?
Within the next week.
Okay. Right. How would you define the personal credit there? Good, bad, average.
Bad.
Bad. Okay. Any kind of like ballpark idea of a FICO score?
I don't know. Maybe 500.
500. Okay. You said 550, maybe.
No, 450.
450. Okay. What do you have? Any like judgments or liens there? Any recent bankruptcies?
Yes, but I do have two liens with IRS and taxation revenue. But I have my letters of approval. Letters of arrangements, excuse me.
Okay, so are those letters of arrangement to for a payment plan, getting a payment plan in place?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, got you. Okay, yeah, definitely would like to see what we can do. You know, typically we're able to free up 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales. So, you know, based off your numbers there, we'd be looking at around, you know, 35 to 50,000. So are you looking to get this balance with Rapid Capital paid off there and then at the 35,000, or what's your...
Yes. Okay,
so you're looking for payoff as well. Okay. And how much did you initially borrow from Rapid Capital?
Say that again?
How much did you initially borrow there from Rapid Capital?
What do I pay or what do I buy?
How much did you borrow from them when you took the loan? About 25,000. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And what kind of term did they give you? Was it like a year?
I think it's a 6 month.
6 month loan. Okay. Yeah, so I mean, so it sounds like you're familiar with the product. You know, all we'd really be looking at here is a one-page application. We'll look at 6 months business bank statements, December through May, and we'll look at the first page from your most recent tax return there. So I believe the 1065 there for the LLC. Okay?
You need what?
So we look at the first page from your tax return, and we look at 6 months bank statements and a one-page application.
6 months?
6 months, correct.
Good Lord.
Yeah, that just allows us, you know, it just gives us a better idea of your revenues. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I know, but I have 3 months with me now, but I could get you six. It just seems like so much work.
Do you do online banking there at all?
Yes, but the problem is they got a new program and I can't get it downloaded to get you that. I can get you the first three, and then I'll have to print out the next three, and then I'll have to scan them, and then I'll have to send them to you. It is a lot of work. Let me call you back, okay?
We could let it float with 4 months. We have some programs we might have available to you. We just like to get, you know, the full scope there, the business's revenue. So, you know, that's typically what we take a look at.
Can I give you can I have your email so I can send you some of this stuff right now?
Yeah, absolutely. What's your email address?
My email address is Mandy, M-A-N-D-Y, _Chavez, C-H-A-V-E-Z, _1092 at msn.com.
All right, so I have Mandy, M-A-N-D-Y, _Chavez, _1092 at msn.com?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, is that what you go by, Mandy, usually? Okay, Mandy. Yeah, I'll send you off that one-page application. I'll just kind of bullet point the other couple items we discussed, and then you'll have my direct line there if you have any questions, okay?
Okay. We can't just fill out the application over the phone?
We have to have a wet signature, you know, as far as the application goes. If you want, I can get it filled out there. I can get it filled out with you here on the phone. And then just, you know, basically, you know, generate it for you to just sign. Is that something you want to do?
That would be perfect.
Okay. Are you renting the location that you guys operate out of? Is it mortgaged?
Say that again?
Are you renting the location of the business, or is it mortgaged? Do you own it outright?
No, I'm buying the building.
Okay, so you're in the process of buying it, or you've already bought it?
I have 2 years left.
Okay, so you have 2 years left on your mortgage?
Correct.
Okay, what's your monthly cost there for the mortgage?
$2,620.
Okay. All right. And what's the best number for the company phone there? I don't have that on file here.
505-344-0448.
0448, okay. And is the official company name El Camino Dining, or is that a DBA?
El Camino Dining, LLC.
LLC. And then is the name of the restaurant just El Camino Dining?
Yes.
Okay. All right, let me see what other questions here. Do you have your federal tax ID there by chance?
Yes, let me get that for you. Could you hold the line?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay. If you send me something on email, I'll start sending all this stuff to you while we're talking.
Okay.
Okay, I'll be right back. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, 90-0062313.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that? I was typing you an email up. It was 90, sorry about that.
90-0062313.
Okay. Alrighty there. And then you guys incorporated there in New Mexico?
Yes.
Alright. Okay. And how about your monthly credit card volume? Do you know kind of like a ballpark number of how much you guys do regularly?
On a monthly basis? You're asking me all the questions that I want to send you. If you'll send me an email, I'll send you everything.
Okay, I will send you that application off to sign. Alright?
Okay. Sorry. 19,000. Let me see. I have it here. Last month, I have it on here. Just a second. Here it is. Okay. My May credit card. I'm showing it right now. $19,791.53.
Okay, and that was for May?
That's May, yes.
Okay. And let me ask you, is your current loan with Rapid Capital, is that an MCA, a merchant cash advance, where they're taking part of your credit card sales, or is that more of a working capital loan?
they take it out of my bank.
So they're just doing like a daily ACH?
A daily 171.
So it's 171 daily. Okay. All right. And then you said that the billing address for Guadalupe, that's your home address, correct?
Say that again?
The Guadalupe Trail Northwest, that's the home address for you, for the application?
That's my home address. Okay. Correct.
And okay. And how about a date of birth for you, Amanda, or Mandy?
Sure. 2464. Correct.
Okay. And how about your social security number?
585-291-934.
I'm sorry, you're going to have to repeat that. It's very hard to hear you.
Yeah. 585-291-934.
Okay. All right, so what I'm going to do here is I will send you out the application for you to print, sign, and date. And I'll shoot you off that email there now so you have the fax number or email address to return the documents to, okay?
The only problem is I don't have a printer or a fax number, so I'll need to go send it to you, and that won't be till I get out of work.
Okay, do you want me to...
I had a print shop next door for 14 years, and they just moved out on Friday. So I'm like going to be... they were my everything, my fax machine, my copy machine, my... about the best thing to have next door to you.
Yeah, right.
I don't have to worry about buying any of these things. So if I wanted to print out anything, I would just send it to their email and they'd print it out on their printer for me. If I needed, you know, my menus done, they designed and did everything for me. So I was very spoiled. So now I need to get a printer.
Yeah.
So that's why I don't have anything like that. So can I start sending you stuff and you start processing it start trying without my signature at this time? You don't have an electronic signature, do you?
Unfortunately, we're going to have a wet signature on there.
Okay, well, I'll just have to send it to you when I can, but I'll send you everything else that I have.
Okay, do you want me to include our address there as well in the email? You're going to send it via traditional mail, correct?
So I'll send it back on your email. What I'll do is I'll scan it, and then I'll download it into the email.
Okay,
it'll
sounds
come with a PDF file.
Okay. Sounds good.
That'll again. I have to go do that offsite.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, just get it over to me when you can, there, and we'll go to work on it. All right.
I'm sorry.
I said just send it over when you get a chance, and we'll be ready to go to work on your file there. Okay, Mandy.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, absolutely.
You wanna send me an email before I lose you, and then I won't be. Is this your direct line?
Yeah. Do you want to jot it down there in case the email doesn't go through for some reason?
Yes.
Do you have a?
Let me grab a pen. Just a moment. Okay, go right ahead. Go right ahead, sir.
It's 858-779-0391.
And what's your name?
My name is Gabe. Gabriel?
Say that again.
Gabriel. Gabe. G-A-B-E.
Very good. Thank you. 858-779-0391.
You got it. That's it.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yep. You got it. Take care.
Bye-bye.